be with you children again today. Even if I can't see you in person, I want you to know that I love you and I think about you and I pray for you. Today, we're going to be reading a book together. And the book is called God in Between. And it's not a book from the Bible. It's not a Bible story. But it's a story about God and where we might find God sometimes. So here it is. Once, there was a town at the foot of a hill, with no roads and almost no windows. Without roads, the people of the town had nowhere to go, and they wondered what was on the other side of the hill. Whenever they tried to leave their homes, they would sneeze through tall, tangled weeds, tumble into deep holes, and trip over rocks as large as watermelons. Y'all know how big a watermelon is. It's a big rock. Without windows, they would sleep late into the day, and they often wondered when the sun turned night into morning. Their houses were closed up like boxes sealed with tape. They could never look out, and their neighbors could never look in. The people became tired of sneezing through tall weeds, tumbling into deep holes, and tripping over rocks as large as watermelons, of seeing nothing and going nowhere. So they made their way to the center of the town to decide what to do. One of the townspeople spoke up. "I have heard that there is a God, and when people find God, God solves their problems." "Let's find this God," someone shouted, "and God will build windows and roads for us." Others thought this was a silly notion. People just pretend there's a God. If God were real, God would find us. Yet the people could not see any other way to fix their town, so they decided to look for God. But there was one problem. Without roads, the people couldn't go anywhere, least of all go searching for God. They looked towards the edge of town, where two old houses stood, each with a single window. They called the man and the woman who lived in those houses the ones who could see out windows. "If they can see out windows," reasoned the people, "perhaps they can see a way to God." So the people of the town sent the ones who could see out windows to search for God. The ones who could see out windows thought that God must be on the other side of the hill, somewhere they had not yet been. They wove their way through the tangled weeds, around the deep holes, and beyond the large rocks to find God. When they disappeared beyond the hill, some people thought they would never return. The woman who could see out windows went to a tall mountain. The mountain was steep, and when she finally reached the mountain's peak, she shivered from the cold, and she was breathless. She gazed up at the sky and tried to tug down one of the clouds. She looked down on the ground and watched the earth spin in a dizzy dance, but she did not see God. There she is, trying to pull down one of the clouds. Then, the woman who could see out windows thought that God might be in the deep waters that covered so much of the earth. So she set sail on a ship that went far out into the ocean. One day the sea waters turned from placid blue to an angry foam. A storm stirred up the depths, and the ship tossed and turned on the waves. The woman imagined what it would be like to tumble around in the belly of a big fish. But as the ship swayed back and forth, she felt as if she had a whole school of fish in her belly. The woman could no longer seek God in the ocean. She could only search on dry land. Meanwhile, the man who could see out windows traveled into the desert. He listened for God in the desert winds and looked for God in the sands. The sun burned his skin and the hot ground made blisters on his feet. But he did not find God. Then the man thought he might find God in the cool quiet of a cave. He searched in the dark for God, and he listened for God in the silence. At first, the cave's wet walls soothed his sunburned skin. But then the black shade turned to thick ink, and he imagined scary sounds. The man became very lonely in the cave, but he did not see God. The ones who could see out windows were tired and decided to stop looking for God. Each hoped the other had been successful in their journey. But when they met, the woman saw the man's drooping shoulders, and the man saw the woman's sad eyes. They knew that neither had found God. The woman put her cool hand on the man's sunburned arm, and the man wrapped his blanket around the woman. It was a dark, moonless night, and the ones who could see out windows could see nothing but each other. In soft, small voices, they talked long into the evening. They told each other their stories. When the dawn lightened the sky, the man said, "It's time to go home." And the woman agreed. One of the townspeople was sneezing through the tangled weeds when he saw the ones who could see out windows approaching the town. He called to the others, and they all came sneezing through the tall weeds and tumbling into deep holes and tripping over large rocks to greet the man and the woman. "Tell us," they shouted. "Where is God?" The woman who could see out windows told her story. "I climbed a tall mountain. I traveled on the waters that cover our earth, but I did not find God." The man who could see out windows told his story. "I walked across the desert sands that spread like a hot white fire over the land. I sat alone in a cave. Others have sought God in these places, but I did not find God there." Some of the people shouted out, "We were right all along. There isn't a God." The townspeople's voices became louder and louder. They were so busy complaining about all the problems in their windowless, roadless town that they forgot about the ones who could see out windows. And they forgot about God. Days passed and everything was the same in this windowless, roadless town except for one thing. The ones who could see out windows helped each other put windows in every room of their homes. Then the man and the woman cut the weeds, filled the holes, and cleared the rocks to build a road between their houses. The townspeople were stunned. "We've never been able to have any roads in this town, and we've never seen so many windows. How did you do that?" "With God's help," answered the ones who could see out windows. "But you told us that you had gone to the mountains and the seas and the desert and the cave, and there wasn't a God." "We journeyed hundreds of miles looking for God, and then we found each other," said the woman. "And we discovered that God was with us," added the man. "With you? Right here?" puzzled the townspeople. "At home?" "Wherever we are," answered the woman who could see out windows. "What about what lies beyond the hill, the mountains and the sea and the desert and the cave?" asked the townswoman. "Wherever we are," said the man who could see out windows. "But I can't see God anywhere," insisted one of the men of the town. "I just see you. If God is here, show us where." The ones who could see out windows spoke in a whisper. The townspeople gathered close to listen. "God is in the in-between," said the ones who could see out windows. "In the in-between. In between us." And that's the end. So I hope you remember that even when it feels like you can't find God, that God has always found you and he's always with you, no matter what is happening. I love you all, and I'll see you next week.